Fiona Quilter is a woman from Sligo whose health has been ruined, and I'm not, that's not an underestimation saying that, by chronic Lyme disease. And she has taken the step of going public, along with many of our fellow people that have been fellow sufferers of Lyme disease. And there's actually a very informative cross-party Eroctives group that has been set up here. And so she has highlighted the possible consequences of Lyme disease and the failure of doctors to recognise and treat it. Fiona's condition has been diagnosed as fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, thyroid disease and functional neurological disorder. Delays in recognition and diagnosis allows the disease to get a firmer grip on a sufferer's system and means that the single two-week course of antibiotics available under the HSE becomes less likely to work. And this leads to further complications, and it leads to people having to seek treatment abroad to Germany. So Fiona, for example, has had to retire from work. She's had to sell her house to fund her treatment, and she's estimated that to date she's approximately spent 100,000 on treatment outside that available from the HSE. But I'm not going to talk about that today, but that's another thing that, you know, I suppose that's another part of this. But, you know, like Fiona would say, and some of the other sufferers as well with her would say, that not only is the tragedy of our situation, that long-term effects of it, but it could have been prevented had the initial infection had there been more awareness amongst doctors and amongst the general public about Lyme disease. So I'm aware that some, and this is what my whole commencement is about, I'm aware that some county councils, including Sligo County Council, have provided signage you know, I suppose the dangers of Lyme and that the possibility that there could be where you can get infected in certain areas. So I'm aware that the resourcing of local authorities to actually have these signs put up can be an issue. But, you know, what my question is that I would love to ensure that local authorities, that all local authorities should be a resource to put up signage to provide reliable and easy to understand information about the causes, signs and symptoms of Lyme disease and other tick-borne infections. So I'd like to ask the Minister, you know, could we have a standardised form? Like Sligo County Council has the signs up, and I've seen it myself, you know, in woodland areas and in public parks and woodland areas, and also, I suppose, in private owners' land where people go walking. But, you know, can we ensure that there is steps, that there will be a regulation of signs and that the local authorities will actually be resourced to put? Because I know a lot of that, if the HSE are willing to get into, you know, be involved in the signage, can the local authorities actually be resourced as well to make sure that there is people available to put up the signs?